Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
An eighth student has died on campus at NC State since the beginning of the school year. What we know about this incident and how the university is addressing it this week.
Plus, crews continue working to put out a fire at a salvage yard as it enters its third day of burning. An update on the progress putting out the flames.
Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs fans are waking up with another Super Bowl title for their team. We have reaction from all across the country this morning following Super Bowl 57. Chiefs Kingdom is the king of the football world as they wake up this morning. Good morning to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. What a game, right? At least it was close. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't a blowout or anything. And so much to talk about. We'll get you all the highlights. If you're up at 4:30, I'm just assuming that you didn't watch the end of the game. I don't know. I couldn't stay up. I'll admit that. But I did watch the halftime show. Great to have you with us. Let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Did you stay up and watch the whole thing?
No.
Okay. All right. See,
even though it was a struggle at my house. We were at a friend's house. And I'm like, we have to go now. I warned everybody ahead of time. Right after halftime, we're out of here, and the kids were like, you know how that goes. A little bit of light patchy rain still showing up in the Northeast. What a day it was yesterday. Oh, it was a good day to be inside watching football and getting ready for a party, that's for sure. Here's Futurecast this morning. You can see those last little bits of rain moving on out. At 6 a.m., we should start to see some clearing across the area, and it's going to be a beautiful day today. We have a nice week of weather in our forecast until we get to late Thursday and Friday, and we're going to walk through our next best chance of rain coming up then. But for the rest of the afternoon, we're going to see lots of sunshine and a nice warming trend, which will feel great. We're going to see temperatures back into the 60s again. It's actually a little bit warmer this morning than it was this time yesterday. We were mainly in the upper 30s, looking at mid 40s stepping out the door. But here's Clayton. You're still going to run into wet conditions this morning. The sunshine will help to dry those roads quickly, but at least for the next couple of hours, the streets are going to be pretty wet. 37 in Roxborough, 43 in Rocky Mount. It's 45 in Fayetteville right now. And these temperatures are anywhere from just a couple to as much as 8 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. So we're starting it up. We're going to see our wind shifting to southwesterly today, and that's going to bump up our temperatures this afternoon to 63 with plenty of sunshine. We should have lots of opportunities to get outside for the next several days with warming temperatures. I'll show you coming up.
An investigation is underway this morning after another apparent suicide on NC State's campus. This marks the eighth student death on campus since the start of the school year. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us with what we've learned about this incident and the resources the university is offering to students this week. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. The eighth student death here at NC State. This, as you can imagine, can be a lot for students, faculty, and staff to process as students are trying to go to class. They're also trying to grieve and cope. This student who died was an engineering student. So today, the university is going to be providing drop-in counseling services, as well as tomorrow, to provide additional support. University officials say the engineering student's death was an apparent suicide over the weekend. University police said authorities found a female undergraduate student dead Saturday inside Sullivan Hall. This comes just a few days after a graduate student died from what police believe were natural causes. The school is planning a health wellness day on Thursday, which means classes are canceled. In a message sent to students, Chancellor Randy Woodson said, "Whatever you're going through, we know we can get through it together. We are a pack, and our pack takes care of one another." Additional counseling services is available for Sullivan Hall as well as the engineering campus for students. This is a story that we will continue to follow and stay on top of. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A huge celebration in the streets of Kansas City. After a thrilling come-from-behind win, the Chiefs are Super Bowl champions once again. It all came down to this, a controversial penalty call on the Eagles' James Bradbury with under 2 minutes left. Put the Chiefs into position to win it. Harrison Butker made the game-winning field goal with seconds to play for the 38-35 win. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the game's MVP. He said it felt good to win after many experts didn't pick them to succeed this year.
And from celebration in Kansas City to dejection in Philadelphia, Eagles fans poured out into the streets after their team's heartbreaking loss. Some climbed poles, others shot off fireworks. No word yet on if any arrests were made.
For many people, the halftime performance is the main reason to tune into the Super Bowl each year. Last night, we saw Rihanna return to the stage for the first time in years, and she had a big reveal during her performance. The Grammy winner's rep confirms she is pregnant with her second child. She performed some of her most popular songs spanning more than a decade during the 13-minute set. Rihanna is now the first pregnant woman to star in a halftime show.
Crews continued to work overnight to put out a fire at a Wayne County salvage site. It has been burning for a couple of days now, and WRO's Michael Grace is there. Michael, officials say this fire is contained, but it's still burning this morning. What's that all about?
Yeah, you can. At this point, this is crews are just going to let this one burn out. So they've got a truck out here right now, but really just monitoring. Like I said, just...
All right, we're going to have to get back with Michael right there. But you can say it's under control, it's contained, it's just burning off in a defensive measure. So they'll let that be. And we'll check back in with Michael in a bit.
The Pentagon has released a statement after another unidentified object was shot down, this time over Lake Huron. Officials say the decision to take down the object was ordered by President Biden. It's been described as having an octagon shape. Crews are working to recover the object now. This is the fourth object in less than 2 weeks to be shot down over North America. On Friday, the White House announced an object had been shot down over Alaska. Then on Saturday, an unidentified object was spotted over the Yukon in Canada. That object reportedly floated to the ground. The first object, which was confirmed to be a Chinese balloon, was shot down last Saturday off the coast of South Carolina.
We're working to learn more information about a shooting in Wake County that killed one person and injured another. Investigators were at a home on Zebulon Road overnight near Jack Jones Road, and they got there on that scene around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. WRL was on the scene as well, investigators combing through the scene there, and the person who was hurt was taken to the hospital. Deputies say there is no ongoing threat to the community. No other information was released.
New technology being installed at Duke hospitals this week aims to keep weapons out of the hospitals. New weapon detection systems are going in at each of the health system's three hospitals. Officials say the move is happening in response to an increase in violence at healthcare facilities nationwide. The new systems are designed to detect guns, knives, and other weapons. The machines will allow people to pass through without having to empty their pockets or their bags. Tonight at 5, WRL investigates this growing type of weapons detection technology, how it works, how it's different than metal detectors, and who's installing it here locally.
Today, Wake County Sheriff Willie Rowe plans to share more details about a program that provides daily check-ins for seniors who live alone. The sheriff's holding a news conference at 2 p.m. to announce the relaunch of the Citizen Well Check program. It'll start tomorrow. Anyone 65 and older who wants a wellness check can sign up for a call at 9 a.m. each day. If a call is unanswered, the sheriff's office will get in touch with an emergency contact, and if necessary, a deputy will come by to check in.
4:38 now. Some Philadelphia Eagles fans almost missed the start of the Super Bowl after internet for thousands of customers went out. Coming up, what police believe happened that cut the cable.
Plus, fallout continues in a New Jersey town after a teen who was beat up on camera died by suicide. We hear from community members who are calling for accountability from the school district.
And here's a live look at Clayton this morning. The rain has moved out. We're left with some damp roads. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with what we can expect for the rest of our week.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, just a little lingering sprinkle in our northeastern counties. That's almost over. We give that another 30 minutes. We should be finished with that. And then we're looking at a completely different weather pattern as we get into this week. We'll see plenty of sunshine later on today. It's a little damp in places. You can see here as we take a look through downtown Sanford. The road is damp, but it looks like it's already starting to dry out. You'll see varying conditions across the area. It's a little wetter, of course, the farther north and east you go, but that will also dry out very quickly this morning. It's 41 in Tarboro, 44 in Irwin, 43 in Rocky Mount. So we're solidly in the low to mid 40s as you're stepping out the door to walk the dog this morning. And of course, then sunshine walking the dog this evening. That's going to be nice. Temperatures will still be in the low 60s with sunny skies.
Elizabeth, thanks. Schools in the Downey's community are honoring four students who died in a plane crash a year ago today. Students and staff at all Carteret County schools are encouraged to pause today in remembrance of East Carteret High students. They were among eight people who died in the crash February 13, 2022, as they returned home from a duck hunting trip. The county dedicated today as Young Waterfowlers Day in their honor.
An initiative to take court systems in some counties from paper to digital will launch today. Harnett, Johnston, Lee, and Wake counties will now have e-courts. The system allows you to file documents electronically. You can also pay filing fees and access court information online, like court dates and case information.
Fallout continues this morning after a New Jersey teen's death by suicide led to charges against four students. The victim, 14-year-old Adriana Cush, took her own life after she was attacked in a school hallway by four students. The attack was caught on video. Family and investigators say the high school handled the situation poorly. The school district says it followed proper policy. One parent, whose two children were in attendance for a student demonstration against bullying, was in support of the students' actions.
What they're doing is they're fighting for justice and change for somebody they cared about and to prevent it from happening in the future to somebody else.
The superintendent resigned a day after Kutch's funeral services.
Doctors are warning people about the physical effects stress can have. They say it can speed up aging, cause inflammation, which makes us vulnerable to chronic diseases. When it's not addressed, it can lead to anxiety and depression. Experts say eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep are the best ways to curb stress. If it starts to prevent you from performing your everyday tasks, that's when health officials say you should get professional help.
Leaders from across the state will gather at NC State today to talk about breaking down barriers in the workplace. The 2023 Emergency Issues Forum is happening from 8 to 5 today. The school's task force on talent-first economies will share recommendations on how to connect more workers to the workforce and help them engage and grow. Governor Roy Cooper is also expected to speak at this event.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, just in the last 5 minutes, we've got new numbers out from Turkey and Syria. The death toll stands now at more than 36,000 people. Support continues to pour in from around the world. This morning, EU Commission Chief has pledged extra support for Turkey, and the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations is urging Security Council to approve two additional access points to deliver aid to parts of Syria as well. Again, in just the last 5 minutes, more than 36,000 people have died because of this earthquake.
The woman Harvey Weinstein was convicted of raping in his December trial is now suing the disgraced former producer. The unidentified woman was the first person to testify in last year's trial, where he was convicted on three counts, including rape. She says Weinstein assaulted her in a Beverly Hills hotel room in 2013. She's now suing him for sexual battery and false imprisonment. Weinstein denies the allegations.
Prosecutors are wrapping up their case this week against disgraced South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch. He's charged with murdering his wife and son in a cover-up for a list of financial crimes. Prosecutors say the now disbarred attorney stole millions of dollars from his law firm, other lawyers, and his clients, including the family of his longtime housekeeper who died at the Murdoch home. The prosecution expects to wrap its case by Wednesday.
Some Eagles fans nearly missed the start of the Super Bowl after someone cut internet service to thousands of Comcast customers. The outage came just hours before the Philadelphia Eagles started playing the Kansas City Chiefs. A Comcast spokesman says someone deliberately cut a fiber optic cable. Crews worked to restore it as quickly as possible, and most customers were back online before kickoff of the big game. An investigation is now underway.
Well, our meteorologist said it was going to be a wet Sunday. It certainly was. Perfect day, I guess, to watch the Super Bowl. But Elizabeth, looking forward to a clearer day today.
And we're going to clear things out nicely today. We do have just a little sprinkle that's up here in our northeastern counties along the northern part of the I-95 corridor. That moves out rapidly, and we're going to start to see some clearing. As a matter of fact, I could see a little peak of moon as I was walking in. Still lots of cloud cover out there, and the streets are wet in most places. Now, that rain just kept on and on and on.
on yesterday. So you can see some damp conditions here as we take a live look at what's happening here right outside the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, where it is 46 degrees. And that was our high temperature yesterday. We just pretty much held it steady overnight. We may drop down to around 39 in the next few hours as skies start to clear, but we'll have a nice big jump in our temperatures as we climb into the 50s closer to lunchtime and then into the low to mid 60s for highs this afternoon. So we have that to look forward to. Here's a look at what's happening. There's the low pressure system that brought us all that rain yesterday. It will continue to pull out and away from us, and that's going to allow high pressure to build in and bring us plenty of sunshine, which will be very nice after that wet and chilly day yesterday. You can see that on Futurecast. You can watch the clouds move on out. I think by 6 a.m. we should see some sunshine around the triangle, and by the time we get to 8 a.m. our eastern counties should be in the clear as well. So that'll set us up for a pretty day today. Our winds will shift to southwesterly, and that will allow our temperatures to warm up into the 60s. So we'll be at least 15 degrees warmer this afternoon than we were yesterday. Heading out the door right now, temperature 37 in Roxboro. Elsewhere, we're in the low to mid 40s, 42 in Southern Pines, 43 in Goldsboro, and in Rocky Mountain, 41 degrees up in South Hill. We take a look at our jet stream pattern, and you can see the blue color contours. That, of course, correlates with some cooler temperatures and that low that brought us all the rain. That moves away, and watch this ridge building. When a ridge builds across our area, it allows all the warmth from the south to move back in, and that's exactly what we'll see. There'll be some colder temperatures back across the western part of the country, but for most of this week, we get to enjoy the warmth. Take a look here. 63 today, 65 tomorrow, 72 Wednesday, and 76 on Thursday, so perfect days to get outside. Now, late on Thursday, we'll start to see the rain rolling back in, and Friday also looks a little on the wet side, and we're going to walk through the timeline for that coming up in just a little bit. But tomorrow looks perfect for Valentine's Day. We're going to see some rain. Of course, Friday is Fan Fest. We'll talk about that rainfall potential. But right now for the stadium series on Saturday, it looks cool with a high of 53, but it does look sunny.
Last year, millions of Americans were forced from their homes because of natural disasters, from wildfires on the West Coast to brutal hurricanes hitting the Gulf. Still ahead, what the latest data shows about the cost climate change is having across the nation. Is the time right now as we give you a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network. Salem Street in Apex, some of the remnants from that weekend rain should be on its way out right now and headed to highs in the mid-60s today. Looking good. Natural disasters have taken a big toll on Americans. The Census Bureau says the latest numbers show disasters linked to climate change forced almost 3.5 million people in the U.S. to have their homes leave their homes last year. Most of them were uprooted by hurricanes, floods, fires, and tornadoes. Nearly 40% of those displaced returned home within a week, but nearly 16% have not and may not be able to return.
Now to some movie news to start your week. We have the latest look at a film with several superheroes and the return of a Hollywood classic. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
Time has a pattern that it can't help reliving. Different people, different worlds, drawn to each other like magnets.
My face.
So my face.
Ezra Miller has double trouble in the first full trailer for The Flash. When the high-speed hero travels to the past, he messes up the future, creating not only two of himself, but jumping Batman timelines, going from Ben Affleck all the way back to Michael Keaton.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
We also get General Zod and a glimpse of Supergirl. The Flash zips into theaters June 16th.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
One of the most acclaimed films of all time is returning to theaters. A restored and remastered copy of Casablanca, which won Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Screenplay Oscars, will screen in participating cinemas on Sunday, March 5th and Wednesday, March 8th. Check fathomevents.com for locations and tickets.
He's looking at you, kid.
In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
So this may look like an old bicycle, but it's actually a motorcycle worth a lot of money. The 1908 Harley-Davidson has become the most expensive motorcycle ever sold at auction. It sold for $935,000. Auction officials say there are believed to be fewer than 12 of these models still out there in the world. And even fewer are as close to the original condition as this one is. It does look like a bicycle.
It really looks like, I mean, it's the prototype of the e-bikes that you see around now that, you know, they pedal assist, you know, give you a little boost pedaling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible, but Harley is, you know, far and away the most recognized motorcycle name out there, right?
Yeah, and at that price tag, don't be riding it. Just take a look at it. Another unidentified object has been shot down in U.S. airspace. What the Pentagon makes this object different than the suspected Chinese balloon shot down last week.
An eighth student has died on campus of NC State since the beginning of the school year. What we know about this incident and how the university is addressing it this week.
And let's take a live look outside at Fayetteville this morning. We will check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with what you can expect for your Monday.